702. Bruce is on Twitter at Bruce Business.
Tech with Toby. Toby Shapshack is the publisher at Stuff Magazines. I can't believe I'm seeing this on the piece of paper in front of me. Are foldable phones the future? You watch any movie, Toby, you can date a movie by the fact that somebody has to open up their phone. Please don't tell me these things are the future. What is going on with our people? Toby Reddy, it says in front of me. Earth to Toby. It was such a good introduction as well. There you are. There you are. I found you. Sorry, you were missing. You were missing.
Used to unmute itself. But I have to correct you. Firstly, I am in love with foldable phones. But secondly, I have to just correct you on some rather important fact, matter of fact. We no longer call ourselves Stuff Magazine. We call ourselves Stuff Studios. Because we may have started as a magazine, but now we are so much more than a magazine. And in fact, we are way more digital than we are magazine, even though we will continue to publish a magazine for as long as old people like you and I want to read pieces of paper or digital. But we are now Stuff Studios, Bruce.
Congratulations.
Field, I'm proud to say.
Congratulations. Well, that's very nice. Much. Now, talk to me about foldable phones, because I was shown at Davos last
amazing.
Year because Rob Shooter, former CEO of MTN, was showing his foldable, I think it was a Samsung Galaxy, and this thing looked like a regular phone until he opened it up, and then it was two phones with one screen. It was amazing.
Well, that's what I love so much because, you know, I don't know about you, Bruce, but I read a lot on my phone. I'm always reading, and I don't have social media apps on my phone, so I'm only reading news articles mostly or features or long pieces of some nature. I read more than anything else on my mobile device. And more often than not, I wish it was slightly bigger. You know, I'd like it to be like an iPad mini kind of size. But you can't really put that in your pocket, can you? And really, when you want to read or when you have time to read, you basically read on whatever you have. So as it happens, we live in a world where a regular, quote unquote, size phone is about 6 inches. You know, that's 6.1, 6.2. That's what the normal size phone screen looks like. And that's what the Samsung Galaxy Fold 3 looks like or feels like or is when it's folded in half. But what's the most remarkable thing about it is that when you open it, it's got this much larger, much more usefully sized screen. To my mind, I mean, it's not for everybody, and I'm a little apprehensive about telling people how much I love it because their first response is, "It costs how much?" Which I know you're going to say as well. But you know, it is still a bit of a premium product. It's still a bit of a niche product. So for, you know, 38,000 rand, it's a very expensive product, but it's the kind of thing that give it 5 years, Bruce, and it will be a very mass market, much more affordable product, I think. And then you flip it open, as I was saying, and it unfurls to this 7.6-inch screen. Now, remember that an iPad mini is 7.9 inches. So it's a fantastically sized screen. The screen itself, the display itself, which Samsung calls an Infinity Flex, is just fantastic. And it's got a very fast 120 hertz refresh rate, which gamers will tell you is what you need, or your sons will, Bruce, is what you need for the refresh rate for playing a game, for instance, on a screen.
I look at that cost of 38,000 rand, and yes, it's a big price tag, but could I replace my iPad and my phone with this one device? Because if I could replace it with that one device, then perhaps it's not that outrageous as a price tag, because if I was on a plane or a train, I could do that.
Or you were a regular commuter. So that's a very good way to compare it, because it is like two devices in one. And actually, most people don't realize. I mean, a top-end Samsung Galaxy or iPhone or, you know, any of the premium brands are going to be 20,000 rand for a decent phone. So that's – people are – you know, South Africans buy things through a two-year contract, so they're very often unaware of the real, true cost of a device. But I think your analogy is a great one, because at the moment I don't have an iPad. I gave my iPad to my business partner's daughter while she was studying from home. So, you know, I don't have an iPad, but I really do want something bigger to read on and literally to read on. I mean, you can watch the movies on it and you can do things. And I can give you an answer in about a week or so. And I have to say, opening and closing the screen in front of me, it's a screen with a bend in it, Bruce. It's amazing engineering. The screen bends. Imagine one day, yeah. You know, instead of having a device, we'll have like a little thing on our wrist that furls out a screen, or the television rolls up and rolls down, or, you know, I don't know. It's a screen and it folds in half. Justin Hume at Samsung, the head of their mobile business, tells me to open and close it 200,000 times, which I know you've got kids, immediately thinks of like one day with a toddler, right?
Exactly. No, it's doomed. Yeah, just, very, very quickly, Toby, very, very quickly. Can you type on it? So if you wanted to write a 1,000-word article, could you do it with any level of comfort on a screen that size, or is it too small?
Honestly, I haven't tried, because my theory is if you're going to work with a mobile phone and input text, you dictate it. You know, I had a perforated disc at the beginning of the year. I had to lie on my back for 3 months, and I dictated everything. I found it really good. If you install a keyboard like Microsoft SwiftKey, it uses Microsoft's very, very smart translation and dictation software or algorithms. And I think it's really fantastic. If I'm working on a mobile device, I don't try and type, Bruce. I dictate. I really have to show you how these modern newfangled smartphone-y things work, Bruce.
I've tried it. Then I realized how much rubbish I speak. Thank you, Toby Shapshak. He is in charge. He can't be the publisher at Stuff Studios. He's got to give himself a fancy title, but that's next week's breaking news. He's at Stuff Studios, as they're called now. Toby Shapshak, Tech with Toby on a Monday.